From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. At least 16 people have died in Arkansas along the Caddo and Little Missouri Rivers. Campers were swept away by flash floods in the early morning darkness, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The storm started in central Texas, inundating San Antonio, New Braunfels, and San Marcos 2 days ago. It clipped Dallas and then whirled northeast into Arkansas, picking up steam as it moved through East Texas. Between 1 and 6 a.m., a deluge fell in the Ouachita Mountains west of Little Rock. The normally lazy Caddo and Little Missouri Rivers rose 20 feet, trapping campers in the National Forest and eventually sweeping them to their deaths. One Texas couple survived by parking their pickup between two trees, tying the truck to the trees, and then riding out the flood by standing in the truck bed in waist-deep water. Though the truck bobbed up and down in the floodwaters like a cork, it remained tied fast between the trees. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
White House is saying when President Obama meets with Russian leader Dmitry Medvedev later this month, the two men will discuss a variety of topics, including greater cooperation in terms of trade, investment, and innovation. The meeting with the Russian leader is set for June 24th, ahead of the G20 summit meeting in Canada. Medvedev is expected to begin his visit to the U.S. with a stop in California's Silicon Valley, home to a number of major technology firms. It will be at least July before BP is able to capture most of the oil spilling from its underwater gusher in the Gulf of Mexico, now thought to be double what the government has been estimating. We get details from NPR's Debbie Elliott.
New government figures put the oil leak at about 50,000 barrels a day. That means BP will have to come up with more capacity to capture the oil coming from its blown-out well. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says a new system is in the works.
We will probably shift from a containment cap we have right now to a more hard cap, which will help us to capture more, if not all, of the oil that's coming out of the wellhead.
BP expects to be able to capture about 28,000 barrels a day by next week, just over half of what's leaking. Allen says it will be another 2 to 3 weeks before additional shuttle tankers arrive to handle the rest of the oil. Meanwhile, Florida officials are demanding more skimmers and other resources as the oil spreads to beaches and inland waterways around Pensacola. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
An unexpected drop in retail sales last month is causing concerns about the strength of the economic recovery. The government announced retail sales fell 1.2% in May. Most analysts had anticipated an increase in retail sales. It was the largest monthly decline in sales at the retail level in 8 months as consumers reined in their spending on everything from cars to clothing. Despite the worse-than-anticipated retail sales numbers, Wall Street managed to eke out a positive close to the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 38 points to 10,211 for the week. The Dow gained 2.8%. The Nasdaq rose 24 points today. You're listening to NPR. Lawyers representing former football star O.J. Simpson are asking a Nevada Supreme Court panel to overturn the imprisoned former football star's conviction in a 2007 hotel room heist and grant Simpson a new trial. Attorneys for Simpson and a convicted co-defendant argued today that neither man was given a fair trial before they were convicted of robbing two sports memorabilia dealers in an effort to get items Simpson claims belonged to him. Attorney for the former football legend also argued his acquittal in 1994 slayings of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Rod Goldman tainted the Las Vegas case. Simpson is serving a 9-to-33-year sentence. Sea of fans wearing the team colors of red and black greeted the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks in downtown Chicago today. As NPR's David Shaper reports, city officials estimate 2 million people turned out for a parade and rally to celebrate the hockey team's first Stanley Cup in 49 years.
On a warm, muggy day, fans stood shoulder to sweaty shoulder along the mile-and-a-half-long parade route through the heart of Chicago's Loop and onto Michigan Avenue. In just 2.5 years, the Blackhawks have gone from one of the worst teams playing in front of more empty seats than fans to the National Hockey League's best in 100 straight sellout crowds. All-star defenseman Duncan Keith seems genuinely overwhelmed by the huge fan turnout.
I don't even know what to say. Best time of my life right now, having this crowd here. Stanley Cup. Who knows a good dentist, by the way? Anyone got a dentist? Yeah, we love it.
Keith took a puck to the mouth in the playoffs, costing him 7 teeth, but he hardly missed a shift, helping lead the Blackhawks to their first Stanley Cup since 1961. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
And I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.